At the October 4th Pocahontas County Commission meeting, the commissioners heard 911 Director Mike O'Brien's request to purchase a 0.43-acre lot off of McCoy Road on Droop Mountain at a cost of $10,000. This site will be used as a future 911 tower site. After clarifying that the site will provide enough room for the tower and the ancillary small building needed, the commissioners voted to make the purchase. O'Brien also obtained commission authorization to hire Daniel Tuttle as a part-time 911 dispatcher at $12 per hour with a starting date of October 5th. Additionally, O'Brien obtained the approval from the commission for a memorandum of understanding with the Green Bank Observatory for a power density waiver, which, for public safety reasons, would permit the 911 communication tower at Bartow to exceed the observatory's usual quiet zone wattage restrictions. The commissioners also closed 16 estates, which are 3 or more years old, and were given notice last July 6 that they would be administratively closed by the commission if no progress was made on them. They were able to do this because of recent legislation passed by the state. Dave Sharp of Potesta & Associates Incorporated, the engineering firm contracted by the commission to conduct a feasibility study of the proposed water and sewer systems at Pocahontas Memorial Hospital, or PMH, provided an update on the firm's progress with this study. Sharp said they are diligently working on the study and recently did a one-day site visit examining the water tower and the wells. He said the 63,000-gallon water tower there is in good shape, but the problem with water delivery is that one of the two wells is in poor shape. Sharp said the firm is attempting to determine the best way to deliver water at the site. He said the options are to either drill a new well or tie into the Merlinton Municipal Water System. The problem with tying either the water or the sewer into Merlinton's existing water and sewer systems is that the terrain between the town and PMH would make it difficult to pipe water up to PMH or pump sewage down to the town's wastewater plant. He also said that they need to evaluate the treatment plant in Merlinton to determine if it has the capacity to handle the additional sewage. Commissioner John Rubinsky challenged Sharp for not making much progress on their feasibility study, since it has been quite some time since Potesta was contracted to conduct it. Sharp apologized and promised to present the completed draft studies to the commissioners at their November 1st meeting. During a brief discussion about the East Fork Tannery sewer hookup, Commissioner Rubinsky said the commission will provide $25,000 in American Rescue Plan, or ARP, funds for the project, which still needs some environmental work done. The commissioners voted to move their November 1st regular meeting up to the courtroom, since their usual meeting space in their own office will be utilized for early voting that day. Rubinsky also remarked that ARP funds and or opioid settlement funds should be spent for obtaining a drug dog for local law enforcement to combat the drug issues in the county. Commission President Walt Helmick added that the county commission will financially do whatever it takes to solve that drug problem. At the end of the meeting, the commissioners called Terry Blake of the West Virginia Public Service Commission, or PSC, about problems with Frontier telephone service in the county. Blake told them that the PSC, Braxton County officials, and angry citizens held a meeting with Frontier management last July 28th in Braxton County, where people presented their complaints about Frontier's telephone service. She said 85 people at the meeting turned in official reports of service issues to Frontier, and Frontier is providing updates on what they are doing to fix those to the PSC. The commissioners say they are going to hold a similar meeting in the near future. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.